Mesechtes Bar Basra, Daf Kuf Hey, two lines on the bottom of Daf Kuf Dalam Abayz at the new Mishnah, and we previously saw in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel Abayz that the words that a person uses when effectuating a transaction matter, and the Mishnah stated that based Ko'afani Meichelacha, Mida Bechevel, Pichas Kol Shu Yinaka, Haisa Kol Shu Yachser, that at the time that Reuven is selling a base core of property to Shimon, and he says a Lashon that based Ko'afani Meichelacha, and he states Mida Bechevel, then he means to say that I'm selling you exactly a base core, therefore, if even after they make the proper kinyanim, they do a survey and they measure the field and they find that it's less than the base core, then certainly Mechila doesn't apply and Reuven will have to refund and reimburse Shimon for the amount of money they gave him for a base core. And similarly, if after they measure they find out that there was an overage and Reuven actually delivered more than a base core to Shimon, then Shimon would have to return that amount of property to Reuven, or Reuven could say that since it's just a small amount of property, so I don't want that and I want you specifically pay me the extra amount. And as we already saw, that there was a takon chachamim, that there was miyafa koyach ha-meicha, and the meicha has a choice either to get back property or to receive extra money from Shimon. However, the Mishnah stated, v'im amahin qasahin yasa, if instead of Reuven saying, beis ko'af ani meicha lecha midi b'chevel, Reuven said to Shimon, beis ko'af ani meicha lecha hein qasahin yasa, then it shows that they're not makbid on exactly a base core, and therefore the concept of mechila applies, and afilu pichas reiv l'sa, a hoisi reiv l'sa hagiyu, and even if there's a discrepancy, and either there's a shortage or there's an overage of up to a quarter of a kav per saw, then it would be a mechila, and neither party would have to make a cheshbon at all. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis, as well as the Daf Kuf Dal and Aleph, already spoke about a shayla as to what would be the halacha if Reuven didn't say either of these l'shaynis, and he didn't say mida b'chavel, and he didn't say hein chasa hein yasa, and all he said was that I'm selling you a base core offer. And on Daf Kuf Dal and Aleph, the Gemara stated shma mina stam yunami kein chasa hein yasa dami shma mina. And our Mishnah now continues and discusses a case where instead of Reuven saying one of these L'shaynis, not saying either one of these L'shaynis, Reuven actually said both L'shaynis, and as our Mishnah states, Mida b'chevel ani meichel lecha, hin chasa hin yasa, batel hin chasa hin yasa, mida b'chevel, that if when Reuven is selling a base core of offer to Shimon, he uses both of these L'shaynis, and he says, base core of ani meichel lecha, mida b'chevel, hin chasa hin yasa, so both of these L'shaynis associate each other, as certainly the word mida b'chevel means that I'm selling this land, and it has to be exactly a base core. Meanwhile, when he said, he's saying that doesn't have to be exact, and as the Mishnah previously stated, there will be mechila up to a reva kav per saw. And our Mishnah teaches us that as long as Reuven said the second lashon of hin chasa hin yasa b'teich tei diba, then we follow his second statement and we type this lashon achrein. And since Reuven stated hin chasa hin yasa after mida bechevel, so he's mevatel the lashon of mida bechevel, and therefore Reuven really meant to say to Shimon, I'm selling you approximately a base core, and it will be a little more or a little less. Then there will be a mechila. Mishnah continues that since we hold that tvois lashon achrein, so the same halacha would apply in the reverse scenario. And the Mishnah continues, hin chasa hin yasa mida bechevel, that if Reuven says to Shimon, beis ko'af ani meichel lecha, hin chasa hin yasa, and then b'teich dei diba, he states mida bechevel, and we continue on daf kuf hei umen aleph. So once again, with tvois lashon achrein and bitel mida bechevel, hin chasa hin yasa, divrei benanis, that benanis teaches us that since Reuven used the lashon of mida bechevel after he stated hin chasa, so that's when battle the Lashon Hin Chasa Hin Yasa, and Reuven is telling Shimon that I'm selling you exactly a base core, and if even if it will be a mashu more or a mashu less, then we'll have to reconcile for the difference. Neither one of us will be meichel any amount to the other. As Rashbam states on the bottom line of Kuf Dal and Beis, the Sfir Leilai Tana that bananas hold the Chol Shnei Lashonim Shel Mechira Sheshesun Zeazet Tveis Lashon Achrein the Chazbei B'Teich Di Diba Min Arishayin, and therefore in the first case, since he stated Hin Chasa Hin Yasa second, so therefore the din will be afilu pichas reiv l'sa ehoisi reiv l'sa hagiyu, and the second case we said mida bechevel second, so once again will be typhus lashon achrein, the din will be like it was stated in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, then pichas kol shehu yinaka v'm hoisi kol shehu yachser. And Rashbam points out that as we will see in the Gemara, when the Mishnah stated divrei benanis, then it's telling us these are the words of benanis dafka. However, the Rabbanu will be chilek on benanis as we will see in the Gemara, and the Gemara begins amrav abba mamal amrav, the Rabbah Bamam said the name of Rav, Cholkin Lov Chaver of Albananis, that even though these are words of Benanis, and he holds Tveis Lashon Achrein, however, the Chacham Machelik on Benanis, they are Mesupik if we say Tveis Lashon Rishayin, or do we say Tveis Lashon Achrein, and Rabbanon hold whenever it is a Suffolk, then the din is that Mamamutu Besuffolk would be Cholkin. Rashbam points out, although Rav just stated Cholkin Lov Chaver of Albananis, he doesn't mean to say that I pass him like Rabbanon, and ultimately, as we will see on Amabez, Rav will actually pass him something like bananas, that tefillis loshen achrayin. The Gemara now continues and asks, my kamashbalon, what is the chiddush of Rav that chum achiluk on bananas? L'chayru, it is poshut, as we have a Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia that is muchach that Rabban achiluk on bananas. As Tanino, as we learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia, Maisa b'tzipari, there was a story in Tzipari, be'echot shesarach merchot mechaveru b'shnei masa zuhuvim l'shana dina zav l'chaydash, v'ba maisa l'fnei Rav Shimon Gamliel v'fnei Rav Besi v'amr yachleiku as chaydash iba. And the case was where Shimon leased a bathhouse from Reuven. When he agreed to the terms, Reuven said to Shimon, I'm leasing the bathhouse to you for 12 gold coins for the entire year. But then Reuven continued and he said that the lease payments will be 1 gold coin per chaydash. And at some later point, Bezdin decided that they're going to make that year a Shnasi Iber and it'll be a leap year. And therefore, it'll be a 13th month. And now the shaila is, does the tenant have to pay for that extra month or is it included in the annual rent? And the tenant, of course, claims that you told me that you're renting me this bathhouse for 12 gold coins for the year and it's an annual payment and therefore all I owe you is 12 gold coins for the entire year, including the extra month. However, the landlord claims that I told you that you're going to pay 1 gold coin per month and since there's an extra month, you have to pay me for the 13th month and you have to pay me for Adesheni. And this story came to Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi. They both paskin that the din is yachleiku. Now, of course, if we'd say tefes loshen rishon, then certainly all that the tenant would have to pay is 12 gold coins. And if we'd say tefes loshen achrayin, then certainly the tenant would have to pay for the 13th month. As Lemaisa Ruvain said, din is of l'chaydish. And as Rashbam points out, that both of these dinim are clear, as the Mishnah states in Masechta Bava Metzia, hamask bayis chaver l'shana, l'sabar shana l'sabar l'soicha. And if the terms of the lease were clearly defined, that's an annual lease, then certainly you'd only have to pay 12 gold coins. And certainly, if it was actually defined as a monthly rental, then as the Mishnah states, Hashkiru l'chadoshim, then the Sabra Hashanah and the Sabra l'maschir. However, the Shaila is, in our case, where Reuven actually used both of these Lashonis, and since both of these Lashonis are Seisun Zerzer, so Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi Paskin Yachleiku, and as Rashbam says, Yit l'ischa chetzei achoydish, the mamon umut b'safa kolkin, the misafkaluhu, itfais lashon rishon, oi lashon achrin, and clearly we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi do not hold like bananas, as bananas hold that certainly would be typhus lashon achrin, therefore the landlord would win, and the tenant would have to pay for the extra month. And Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi are mesupik, and therefore they say mamon umut b'safa kolkin, and the tenant would therefore only have to pay for half of this month. And l'chayr, what is the chiddush of Rav that he states cholkin of chaver al bananas? If it's clear from the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia that Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi argue on bananas, and the Gemara responds imi hasam, that if we only have the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia, have mina hasam hu de iklamema mahadik hadabe the iklamema purusha kam farish avahoch de vadik hadabe emuloi kamash malon. If we would only have the Mishnah Masechta Bava Metzia, then one may have thought that really Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi agree to bananas, that where someone says two lashonis and the second lashon is certainly seis of the first lashon, then certainly we would say twice lashon achrein. However, the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yisi have a suffik is not because they're mesupik if we hold twice lashon rishon or twice lashon achrein, but the reason why they're mesupik is they're not sure if Reuven actually was chayza or Reuven was just trying to clarify his words. Certainly, it's possible that Reuven was actually chayza and Reuven was being seis of his first lashon, and therefore we would actually pass him twice lashon achrein, and therefore the landlord would win and the tenant would have to pay for the 13th month, as the lashon achrin used by Reuven was dina zav l'chaydish. However, it's also possible that when Reuven stated dina zav l'chaydish, he didn't mean to be soisa his original words, and he really meant to clarify that when I'm leasing you this bathhouse, you shouldn't think that's an annual payment. And since we have a cloud that in schiris mishtalemes el l'besayif, that rental payments are due after the term of the lease, so therefore you only have to pay me at the end of a full year. But I'm clarifying that although I'm charging you 12 zehuvim for a full year, however, the lease is based on dina zav l'chaydish. At the end of every month, you have to pay me a dina zav. And in addition, you shouldn't think that you can stay in this bathhouse for a full year and you have an annual lease, but I'm giving you a month-to-month lease. And after every month, if I want to evict you, I have the right to do so. And as Rashbam states, v'gam yitzu lachsu b'im laschira l'seif chaydish or l'seif shei chadoshim yuch leitzim v'beisar v'in chayv l'hamloi b'yis achar. Therefore, the Gemara is clarifying that it is possible that the Chum generally hold that if there's a stereo between l'shaynes, then certainly we would hold like bananas that tefes lashon achrein. However, even bananas would agree to chachamim in this case because it's actually suffic as to what Reuven's intent was when he stated dina zav l'chaydish. As Rashbam states, hilka kim de'iklamema tefes lashon achrein, that since it is possible that Reuven meant to be chayza, meant to say that I'm only renting you at a monthly basis dina zav l'chaydish, and if this will be a leap year, then you'll have to pay me an extra gold coin for the extra month. And certainly, if that is what Reuven meant, then tefes lashon achrein, the shemach Chazabai. However, Ikalamema Tvais Lashon Rishon, but it is possible that Reuven did not actually state a second Lashon, and really Tvais Lashon Rishon, because he stated Rishnei Masas Reuven Lashana, and when he stated Din Zav L'Chodesh, it was actually coming to Mimfarish, his first Lashon, and as Rashbam states, the Dilma Lekah Hacha Lashon Achron Klal, El Pirish Ba'amal Rishon, Hilkach Yachleiku, therefore specifically in the case of the Mechartz, the Rabbanon hold that the Din Zav L'Chodesh, however, possibly in our Mishnah, where Reuven used both terms, and he stated Mid Bechevel, and he also said Hin Chasa Hin Yasa, so these terms are actually mutually exclusive, and certainly each term is says to the other, and certainly we would hold like bananas, then Tvais Lashon Achron, and the reverse is also true, that potentially bananas could agree to the Chachamim in the case of the Mechatz, and therefore Kamash Blon, Rabbi Abba Mamal teaches us in the name of Rav, that Cholkin Lov Chaver V'al Bananas, that the reason why the Chachamim actually paskin that the Din is Yachleiku, is because the Cholkin and Bananas, and they never hold Tvais Lashon Achron, and they always have a suffix if we say Tvais Lashon Rishon or Tvais Lashon Achron, and therefore in the case of the Mechatz, they teach us that it's Mamamut B'Safik and Cholkin, and they would also argue Bananas in our Mishnah, and they would also hold that since Reuven said two Lashonis, and we're not sure if Tvais Lashon Rishon and Tvais Lashon Achron, then it would be Mamamut B'Safik and Cholkin. Gemara continues, Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of his Rabbi Shmuel, Zu Divrei Bananas, that the words of our Mishnah, specifically the words of Bananas, and he holds Tvais Lashon Achron, but the Chama Mesupik, if Tvais Lashon Rishon or Tvais Lashon Achron, and therefore they hold Halach Achap Pachat Shabbat Lashonis, then we always will go with the Lashon that will be worse off for the Lekeach. And as Rashbam states, V'yada Meicha Shu Muchzik B'Kaka Shaloi Al Yoyna, and the Meicha is Muchzik on his Kaka, and therefore he has stronger rights when there's a Suffolk, as we have to follow the one that has Chazaka. Therefore, in either case, the Lekeach will lose out, and as Rashbam explains, Hilkach Hecha Da Amalei Mida Bechevel Behin Chasa Ben Yasa, now therefore in a case where Reuven said both Lashonis, Chazinim Hoysa Kolshu L'Hachi Amalei Mida Bechevel Yachzer, so we see that if he actually added on too much Kaka, since we have a Suffolk, so therefore we have to look at the Lashon of Reuven that he stated Mida Bechevel, I'm selling you the exact amount of a base core, and therefore Shimon would have to return the excess amount or pay for that amount. Ben Pichas Kolshu L'Hachi Amalei Hin Chasen Yasa Sheyari Shema Lo Yiyakam Base Kor Shalom V'Yigiyai, and if Reuven delivered a little bit less than a base core, then we would have to look at the Lashon of Reuven that he stated Hin Chasen Yasa, and therefore the Din of Mechila would apply, and Shimon would not be able to get a refund. And keep in mind that although Rav just brought down the words of the Chachamim, which were Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yesi, and we just saw that Shmuel also brought down that the Chachamim argue on bananas, but certainly both of these Chachamim are not exactly the same Shita as the Chachamim that Rav brought down, which were Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yesi. They hold that once we have a Suffolk, then Mamamut of Suffolk Chalkin. However, the Fida Chachamim that Shmuel brought down, the Halacha is not Mamamut of Suffolk Chalkin, and instead we follow whoever is Muchzik in the Kaka, and in this case, the Meicha was Muchzik in the Kaka, and therefore Yada Al Yoyna. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that even though Rabbi Abba Mamamal said the name of Rav, Cholkin Lov Chaver Val Bananas, and Shmuel stated Zu Divrei Bananas, Avacham Imim Halacha Pachat Shabbat Lashonis, however, there's a major nafkamina between these two Lashonis, as certainly when Rabbi Abba Mamamal said the name of Rav, Cholkin Lov Chaver Val Bananas, Rav is not taking a stance and saying that I hold like a Chavim, he's just telling us the facts that although Bananas holds that Tvais Lashon Achron, however, the Chum argue and then Mesupik if Tvais Lashon Rishon and Tvais Lashon Achron. And as Rashbam pointed out previously, that as we will see on Amud Beis, that Rav actually will paskin like Bananas. However, as Rashbam points out, that since Shmuel changed the Lashon and he used the terminology of Zu Divrei Bananas of Chacham Imrim, so it's Mashma that he's saying that although these are the words of Bananas, Bananas holds Tvais Lashon Achron, however, I don't hold like Bananas and I hold like the Chumim that is a suffix if Tvais Lashon Rishon or Tvais Lashon Achron. And as the Rosh says in Masechet Ksubis, Bechol Dukta Sha'im Ha'mayra, Zu Divrei Plenei Mashma Zu V'lei Svilei, Adem Mefarsh Le Hashas Behedya Zu V'Svilei, Kahi De Perk Beis Kor, as we will see in our Gemara. And our Gemara now continues and states that since Shmuel said the Lashon Zu Divrei Bananas, Zu V'lei Svilei, it's Mashma that Shmuel is saying that these are the words of Bananas, but I don't agree with the Bananas, and I pass like Chumim. And the Gemara will now ask a stira to Shmuel, as V'Rav Shmuel Da'ami Tavayu, but Rav and Shmuel both agree, and we saw this Gemara on that Pevavim Beis, that in a case where Reuven is selling produce to Shimon, and it says, Kor B'Shleishim Ani Meich Lecha, that I'm selling you a core of produce for 30 seller, then it's clear that for some reason, Reuven only wanted to sell a bulk amount of produce. The only way that he wanted the sale to be effectuated is only one Shimon makes a kinyan and does a Meshicha on all of these pears. Therefore, they both agree that Yachal Achzabai Afilu B'Sa'a Achreina, as long as Shimon did not yet do a Meshicha on the entire core or on the entire 30 saw of Paris, both Reuven and Shimon have a right to be Chayza and a right to retract from the sale, and none of these payers would belong to Shimon, and they would still all belong to Reuven, even if, for example, Shimon already did Meshicha on 29 saw of these payers. And keep in mind that certainly if Reuven would say to Shimon that I'm selling you a saw of payers for a seller, and certainly right when Shimon makes a kinyan on every single saw of payers, then you'd be claiming that saw of payers, and neither party could be Chayza. However, Rav and Shmuel continue that in the case where Reuven actually said both Lashaynes, and he first said Kor B'Shloishim, and then he said Sa B'Sela Nimeich Lecha, both Rav and Shmuel agree that Rishon Rishon and Kaina, that even though in this case there's clearly a stira in the words of Reuven, as originally stated that I'm selling you Kor B'Shloishim, which means I'm only selling you once you do a Meshicha on the full 30 Sa, and then he stated Sa B'Sela, which means that once you do a Meshicha on every Sa, then you'll be Kaina that Sa. And even so, both Rav and Shmuel agree to the Shita of Bananas that Tfais Lashon Achrein, and therefore we look at it as if Reuven only said Sa B'Sela Nimeich Lecha, and therefore Rishon Rishon Kaina, and immediately upon Shimon making a kinyan on every single sa, then Shimon was kaina, and neither party would be able to be chayza. The Gemara therefore points out that we see clearly that Shmuel holds twice lashon acharin like bananas, and lachir from the lashon of Rabbi Huda name of Shmuel that zu diver bananas av chachamim halachachapashur b'lshoynes. It's mashman Shmuel passing like the chachamim. Let's keep in mind that the Gemara really could have proven that Rav also agrees to bananas, but lemaisa the Gemara is not bothered about Rav, because certainly as we will see in Amud Beis that Rav certainly agrees to bananas, and the Gemara actually feels that it makes a lot of sense that Rav actually agrees to bananas, as the lashon of Rav was cholkin lo b'chaver bananas, and he didn't say zu divrei bananas, and therefore certainly there's no stira to Rav. Based on this question, the Gemara responds ella zu v'sfirlei that ein chenami the lashon of Shmuel was zu divrei bananas, but it doesn't mean that I don't agree to bananas. Ein chenami Shmuel himself agrees to bananas, and he holds tfais lashon achrein. And let's keep in mind that although we just stated that really Shmuel will agree to bananas, that tfais lashon achrein, however, the Gemara will ultimately come out that Shmuel argues on bananas, and the Gemara continues, misfirlei, and is it true that Shmuel actually holds the bananas, that tfais lashon achrein, but Shmuel, lemaisa benegir the story that happened to Peri, be'echad shetzarchem merchatz mechaveir, b'shnei masazuvim lashana, dinazav l'chodesh, and related to the story of the bathhouse, Shmuel explained, b'bob b'emtzachodesh eskinon, that the Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven and Shimon came to Bezin right in the middle of the month, and at that point Reuven says to Shimon that either leave my home or pay me for the rent for this month. And lemaisa, it's only in that case that we would say that since we're mesupik if tfais lashon rishon or tfais lashon acharin, therefore hamin mamal chaskasai, and the first half of the month where Shimon already lived there, so therefore Shimon is the muchzik, as Shimon has the money in his hands and Shimon already used the property. However, the second part of the chodesh where Shimon did not yet use the land yet, so therefore Reuven is the muchzik, as it's his kaka, as he's the marakama, and he's certainly the landlord and owns his property. Therefore, Reuven has a right to say to Shimon, either leave my home or pay the lease payments for these 15 days, and otherwise you have no rights to stay in my property and to use this bathhouse. Shmuel continues, however, if Reuven and Shimon would actually come to Beis Din at the beginning of the month, and since at this point Reuven is the machzik, as Reuven owns the property, certainly Shimon has no right to stay in this property, and therefore the only way that Shimon will be able to stay in the property is only if he pays the full month rent to Reuven. However, that if they come at the end of the month, then at this point Shimon is actually the muchzik, as he used his property already for the full month, and Shimon Lemaisa has the money in his hands, and therefore if Reuven wants to actually get money for this last month, then Reuven would have to bring a raya that we paskin in tfais lashon achrein. However, since of course Reuven can't bring a raya, as we have a suffix of tfais lashon rishon and tfais lashon achrein, therefore hamin mamon chaskasai, and in this case the mamon is in the hands of Shimon, and Shimon already used the property for the entire month, and therefore certainly and Shimon would not have to pay anything to Reuven. And Lemaisa, since Shmuel stated that the case where we stated Yachleku is specifically in a scenario where they were Baba and Sachidish, so therefore we see that Shmuel doesn't agree to bananas, and he doesn't hold Tfais Lashon Achrein, and he holds that the Chachamim that this is Safik if it were Tfais Lashon Rishon or Tfais Lashon Achrein. And of course it's Tzarech Bia, as potentially Shmuel just coming to explain the words of the Chachamim in the Mishnah Masechet Bava Metzia, but it could be that Shmuel doesn't really agree to the Chachamim. Really, he would pass like bananas that Tfais Lashon Achrein. Three lines from the bottom of the Rashbam is bothered by this point, and the Rashbam points out, Alma Sfir Lehachi, the Lav the Sfir Lehachi, my Dokke Lok Mehachi, as if he didn't really hold the Chachamim, then why would he get involved in explaining the Chachamim in this manner? As Lemaisa, there are other ways to explain the words of Chachamim, and you wouldn't have to say that we're dealing with this in a scenario where he came to Emsa Chodesh, as Lok Mebein Bebob Betchils Chodesh, Bein Bob Besayfe Chodesh, Kirav Chorab Nachman, the Pligalad, he Mishnah Perkashoyal, as Lemaisa. Maisu, we have a machlekes between Rav and Rav Nachman in Bar Metzia as to how to explain the Shita of the Chachamim, and neither one of them say that it had to be a scenario where it came in the middle of the month, and by the fact that Shmuel got involved and explained the Chachamim in this manner that they were Bar Be'emtza HaChodesh, which is a Doichik, so it's mashmur that he holds like the Chachamim, and he's Choylik on Benanis, and he holds when someone says two Lashonis, then we have a suffix of Tveis Lashon Rishon or Tveis Lashon Achrin, and Ayin Rashbam that says, and therefore it must be that he's trying to say that halacha follows the chachamim. We continue on daf kuf hayom beis elo'ilam zu v'leisvirle. The gemara now goes back to its original klal that any time that a gemara uses the lashon of zu divrei benanes av chachamim imrim, then it's muchach that that amira must not hold like benanes and must hold like chachamim. And in a chenami Shmuel agrees to the chachamim, and that's why Shmuel explains the mishnah maseches bar metzia b'negei merchatz that's bilbar be'emtza chodesh haskinan. We are misupik of tveis lashon rishon and tveis lashon achrein, and we therefore always follow the muchzik. And in chenami Shmuel argues and bananas. Similarly, in the case of a mishnah, Reuven said to Shimon, "Beis ko afa ani meichelucha mida bechavel hin chasein yasser." Or he said, "Hin chasein yasser mida bechavel." So over there, we also have a suffix if we're tveis lashon rishon and tveis lashon achrein. And in chenami, in both cases, Shmuel would argue and bananas, and he will hold that the chachamim. There's a suffix of tveis lashon rishon and tveis lashon achrein, and therefore the halacha would be halachah pachashibul shenes, as we have to follow the one that's a muchzik, and in the case of a mishnah, the meicha was muchzik, and therefore in either case, the lekech will lose out. However, at this point in the Gemara still has a problem with Shmuel, as l'chayr we have our original stira, as it seems that Shmuel passing like the chachamim, and he passing that we have a suffix if we're toughest lashon rishon or toughest lashon achrein. And meanwhile, we had a memra that Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tavayu kor b'shleishim saw b'sela ani meichelcha rishon rishon koina, which is mashmar that he's toughest lashon achrein, and it's mashmar that he passing like bananas. In regard to this problem and this theory and the words of Shmuel, the Gemara responds, "B'hosam tayin mai mishum de tafis hachinami ha tafis." And the Gemara explains that surely, as we just explained, Shmuel argues on bananas, and he holds that there's a suffix if tveis lashon rishon or tafis lashon achrin. And although regarding our Mishnah, he holds that halachah pachashibul shenays and the meich would completely win. Meanwhile, in regard to the din and the Mishnah in Masechet Bava Metzia, be'echad shesachar merchat mechaveri b'shnei masa zehuvim l'shana din zav l'chodesh, that Shmuel stated that we're talking about Bababa Emtza Chodesh and the din is Yachleku. So the Gemara explains that the difference is as to who is actually Muchzik. In the case of the Merchatz, then since the Bababa Emtza Chodesh, therefore, although certainly Reuben, who was the landlord, is definitely Muchzik in the Kaka, but the Maisa Shimon, who was the tenant, was already Muchzik in the Kaka for the first 15 days, as he already used this property for the first 15 days of the month, and he also has the money, and therefore we have to look at who is the Muchzik, and the Maisa, the din will be Yachleku, as on half of the month Shimon was Muchzik, and on half of the month Reuven is Muchzik, and therefore Shimon would have to pay Reuven for the second half of the month. Similarly, regarding the case of our Mishnah, where Shmuel stated that Chum argue on bananas, and they hold that Hochim Bosu Pachashabul Shainais, that is talking about a scenario where number one, the Meich is the Merakama, and the Meich is therefore Muchzik in the Kaka, and number two, we're talking about a scenario where Shimon already paid money to Reuven, and therefore Reuven is totally Muchzik, and that is why in that case specifically, the Lekech loses out completely, therefore you have no stereo to Shmuel, as Shmuel really holds that the suffix is tveis lashon rishon or tveis lashon achrein, and even so he paskins that in the case where Reuven said to Shimon, kor b'shleishim so b'sel ani meichelcha, certainly since it's a suffix, if tveis lashon rishon, therefore the buyer should not be kind of anything, or tveis lashon achrein, therefore once the buyer makes a kinyan mishicha on every single saw, then he should be kind of that saw. Therefore Shmuel also paskins that since we have a suffix, we have to look at who is muchzik, and l'maisa, since Shimon already made a mishicha on these pairs, therefore Shimon is muchzik on the pairs, and that's why he paskins rishon rishon kana, and whatever Shimon already did a mishicha on, Shimon was kana, but whatever Shimon did not do a mishicha on, surely Shimon would not be kana that amount. And lefi zed, Rashbam points out, lefi Shmuel, it wouldn't make a difference if Reuven said to Shimon, kor b'shleishim sa b'selon in meichlecha, where we paskin rishon rishon kana, but the same didn't reply if Reuven first said sa b'selon, and then he said kor b'shleishim, then the same didn't reply, and we wouldn't be tafas lashon achrin in either case, and therefore the same halacha would apply. They would have to see who the muchzik is, and the din is rishon rishon kana. And it's important to keep in mind that although the Gemara on Amidav stated, but Rav Shmuel da Amitavayu, that in the case where Reuven said to Shimon, kor b'shleishim sa b'sel ani meichelcha, the rishon rishon kana, it would come out that Rav Shmuel actually said the same halacha, but not because of the same reason. As according to Shmuel, it's based on a suffix, and he holds we go bust the muchzik. And as we just explained, that the same halacha would apply even if Reuven would have said to Shimon, sa b'sel or kor b'shloishim ani meichel cha, that the halacha would still be rishon rishon kana. However, as we will see, Rab actually paskins like bananas, and he holds that tvois loshen achrein, and therefore, according to Rav, the only reason why he held that in the case where Reuven said to Shimon, kor b'shloishim so b'sel ani meichel cha, that rishon rishon kana is because tvois loshen achrein. However, if Reuven would have said to Shimon exactly the opposite, and he would have stated so b'sel or kor b'shloishim ani meichel cha, then since Rav actually holds like bananas that tvois loshen achrein, so it's as if Reuven said to Shimon that I'm selling you a kor b'shloishim so. Therefore, we look at it as one transaction, and the only time that Shimon would be koina all 30 saw is only once he did Mashicha on the entire 30 saw. But if he did not yet do Mashicha on the entire 30 saw, then either party could be Chayza. And before we continue, let's point out that Rashbam in the first of the middle line states, that why can't we say that Shmuel actually agrees to bananas that Tfais Lashon Achrin, Kedama Rishon Rishon Kana, the Mashma Tfais Lashon Achrin, and just like Rav holds, and the reason why he explained the Shita Rabbanon in the Mishnah Masechta Bar Metziah that the tenant and the landlord came in the middle of the month, Taimed Kanamar Leel, the Ikalameim Mahadakam Hadabe, the Ikalameim Mapushikum and Farish, Avalhechad Vadikadabe, Svile, Tfais Lashon Achrin, Kabananas, and certainly that would actually make more sense, as Lemaisa, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Heyom and Aleph stated that Rabbi Shmuel, the Amitabayu, and it's Mashman and Rabbi Shmuel actually agreed not only to the Halacha, but even to the Svara. Ayin Rashbam, that brings three reasons why the Gemara did not want to say this. And his first reason is that since Shmuel previously stated Zu Divrei Bananas, so the Gemara felt that this klal of Zu Divrei Pliny is always the same, and it always means that the Amor is saying that although this Tana holds this manner, I actually argue on him, and I hold like a different man to Omar, and therefore when Shmuel stated Zu Divrei Bananas, it must be that Zu Vlei Sfirlei, that Shmuel actually does not agree with Bananas, and he holds like a Chachamim, that the suffix if we say Tvois Lashon Rishon or Tvois Lashon Achrein. The Gemara now continues, and as we previously explained, that Rav actually agrees to Bananas that Tvois Lashon Achrein, and the Gemara now brings down a Memra where we see that Rav holds that Tvois Lashon Achrein, and the Gemara states, Am Rav Huna Amri Be Rav, Rav Huna states that they said in the Yeshiva of Rav, and Rashbam, six lines from where the Rashbam gets wide, brings down the famous Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Yudayin and Beis, that had a Havmina, that whenever the Gemara uses the term Amri Be Rav, it refers to Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav. However, the Gemara asks that it can't be that Amri Be Rav refers to Rav Huna based on our Gemara, that we see our Gemara states Am Rav Huna Amri Be Rav, and certainly Amri Be Rav doesn't refer to Rav Huna, and therefore the Gemara over there explains that whenever the Gemara uses the term Amri Be Rav, it refers to Rav Hamnuna, who was a Talmud of Rav. But ultimately the Gemara feels that since Rav Hamnuna said over this Memra, it must be that he said it over in the name of his Rebbe Rav, and from this Memra we will see that Rav actually holds that Tvois Lashon Achrein, and he holds like bananas. And Rav Hamnuna stated the following dinim, Istra Meyamoy, Meyamoy, Meyamoy Istra, Istra, that if Shimon goes over to Reuven and asks him what is the price for this item, and Reuven responds that the price is an Istra, which is 96 prutais, and then within Teichle Dibor, Reuven says to Shimon that it's 100 prutais, and Shimon agreed with Reuven, and they made a kinyan, then based on the klal of Tvois Lashon Achrein, therefore Shimon would owe Reuven 100 prutais. However, if the opposite occurred, where Shimon asked Reuven what the price is, and he originally said 100 prutais, and then Teichle Dibor, he said 96 prutais, then once again, if Reuven and Shimon agreed, and they made a kinyan, then once again, we hold Tvois Lashon Achrein, and therefore Shimon would owe Reuven 96 prutais, and not 100 prutais. And the Gemara continued and asked, my kamashma on Tvois Lashon Achrein, do you think that the Chiddush Rav Huna in the name of Amr Be Rav or the name of Rav Nuna is that Tvois Lashon Achrein HaAmr Rav Chodah Zimna? But Rav himself said this memra previously, and this memra was stated before the memra Rav Nuna. The Amr Rav Yehavoy Hasam, when Rav was learning the Mishnah Mestechus Bar Metziah, where we saw the story that happened in Tzipari, Shimon rented a bathhouse from Reuven B'Shnei Masa Zehuvim L'Shana Dina Zav L'Chodesh, and Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yesi Paskin Yachleiku. And Rav said, if I would have been there, have Yehiv Nekul L'Masra, then I would have passed like bananas that Tvois Lashon Achrein, and since Reuven's second statement was Dina Zav L'Chodesh, therefore I would have passed him for the landlord that since this year became a Shana Muberes and is an extra month, that the tenant has to pay an extra gold coin for the extra month. The Gemara continues and responds, and we won't be gurious the words that are in the parentheses, as it's mashma from the Rishonim that we're not gurious these words. However, Ayin Rashi, Mesechus Bar Metziah, as well as in the Rashbam, seven lines from the bottom of our Amid, where he brings down Rabbeinu Zikni Zatzal B'Bar Metziah, that my grandfather Rashi explains about Metzia, and it brings down Rashi's pshat, and if you Rashi, it's mashma that we would be gurus these words, but let's learn the Gemara, like the Rashbam and Rishonim, that Marutim Purushik and Mefarish Kamash Mlon, if we would only have the memory of Rav that stated, Yavoy Hosim Haviyib, the Kuli Lamaskar, then we would explain that the reason why Rav Paskin, that the Maskar would win, is not necessarily because he passing like bananas, that Tfais Lashon Achrin, it's because in that scenario, Rav felt that it is possible that when Reuven said, Shnei Masas Zehuvim Lashona, Dina Zav L'Chodesh, that Reuven was actually trying to explain exactly what he meant when he said, Shnei Masas Zehuvim Lashona, as Rashbam states, on the Skavan Lital Dina Zav L'Chodesh, that Reuven wanted to make sure that he gets a Dina Zav for every single month, but Yori Shemit Hisab Shana, and he was nervous that maybe it would be an Ibba Shana, Upirish Hach Shana, the Amri L'Cha Yud Beis Dina L'Shana, Loi B'Shana Muberes Kamina, El B'Shana Pshuta, Shemagia Dina L'Chol Chodesh, and therefore he was trying to explain that although Reuven originally said that I'm renting you this bathhouse for 12 gold coins for the year, but that's only if it will be a regular year, but if it will be a Shana Muberes, then you have to pay me an extra Dina, the Chol Hecha de Ikla Meima Purushka Mefarish, Lo Yistu Al Shana Zu Azu, Yesh Lan Lan Mefarish, Uve Ina Chazu Medibure, Vilkach Vade, Ozal Basal Lashon Achrayin, the Purush, Uve Lishayin, and therefore certainly in this case he specifically goes Bash Lashon Achrayin, because we could always understand it as an explanation of his first Lashon and of the first Dibur that Reuven made. However, one may have thought that in the case where Reuven said to Shimon, Istra Mei Mai, or he said Mei Mai Istra, maybe over there we not go Bas Lashon Achrayin, as Lemaisa is a Stira, as 96 Putais is not 100 Putais, and certainly either Reuven meant the first Lashon or he meant the second Lashon, and as Rashbam brings down, Vesoshin al Lashonis Zeh, and these two Lashonis associate each other, so maybe over here Rav would also agree to Rabbanan that we have a suffix if we're Tefas Lashon Rishon or Tefas Lashon Achrayin, and who said that he passes like bananas, and therefore Rav Huna says, Amri Be Rav, that Rav Hamnuna taught us that Rav actually holds like bananas, and he always holds Tefas Lashon Achrayin, even in the case where the two Lashonis are mamish soiser each other. And as Rashbam points out, the Hachta Istra Meyamoy Lubisayfitma, and the order of these memories were that initially Rav stated, Yavoy Hosam Avivna Kuli Lamaskar, and then in order to clarify that Rav actually holds like bananas, so Rav Huna said, Amri Be Rav, Istra Meyamoy, Meyamoy, Meyamoy Istra Istra, that Rav actually passing like bananas, and he always holds Tfais Lashon Achrayin, even in a scenario where the two Lashonis of the owner were actually saisi each other. And let's keep in mind, although we see that Rav passes like bananas, however, Ayin Rashbam, 9 lines before the wide lines of Rashbam, where Rashbam states, Umiyu Leisa Hilchas HaKarav, the Unbesamach, Yavoy Hasam, Havi Yehivda Kulu Lamaskar, the Tfais Lashon Achrayin Kabananas, and we don't pass like that, but like Shmuel, and we also don't pass like Shmuel, the Ukman Bibab Em Zachridish, El Krab Nachman, the Paul Goliath Hassam, and we pass like Rab Nachman, that's Chiluk on both Rav and Shmuel, and Mesechta Bamatia, the Omer Kaka Bechas Balao, and Medes, Ayin Rashbam. And finally, let's just point out that although we explained our Gemara that Istra Meyamoy is Meyamoy, and Meyamoy Istra, Istra is referring to a case where Reuven and Shimon were trying to figure out a price. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem that explains that we're talking about a scenario where Reuven was a Shchimra, and either made the statement by Per, or they wrote in the Shtar, and he wrote that he wants to give Matana to Shimon, and he wrote that he wants to give Istra Meyamoy, then Tfais Lashon Achrayin, and therefore you give Shimon Meyamoy, and if he wrote Meyamoy Istra, then Tfais Lashon Achrayin, and you only give 96 Putois to Shimon, and we will stop over here.